Photos, Body Parts, Foul Language Dominate DC Women's March. By Penny Starr on January 19, 2019. Body parts, foul language, and hate speech took center stage at the 3rd Women's March in Washington, D.C., on Saturday. Women and men clad in pussy hats carried signs cursing President Donald Trump and praising female genitalia and reproductive organs. Pussy hats and pussy signs were plentiful at the 3rd annual Women's March on Friday in Washington, D.C., Penny Starr / Breitbart News. The march, which was held on the National Mall in 2017 and 2018, was centered this year at the much smaller Freedom Plaza venue. The move and pared-down participation came after months of negative publicity about the Women's March's leadership and its ties to anti-Semite Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan. Signs denigrating President Donald Trump were displayed at the Women's March on Saturday in Washington, D.C., Penny Starr / Breitbart News. One of the co-founders of the march, Teresa Shook, called for Tamika Mallory, Linda Sarsour, Carmen Perez, and Bob Bland to step down for promoting discrimination. The charges snowballed to cause numerous sister marches to cancel and many prominent sponsors, including the Democratic National Committee, DNC, to pull support. Some marchers took the pussy hat and hate speech to another level at the Women's March on Saturday in Washington, D.C., Penny Starr / Breitbart News. The crowd also chanted as they marched, "Hey! Hey! Ho! Ho! Donald Trump has got to go. And my pussy, my prerogative." One protester's sign had a picture of Michelle Obama with 2020 written under it. A vendor selling Women's March t-shirts also offered photos of former President Barack Obama. Russian President Vladimir Putin was a common theme at the Women's March on Saturday in Washington, D.C., Penny Starr / Breitbart News. One of the sponsors that did not pull its support and had actively promoted the march is Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider. The Women's March is billed as an event to promote women's rights as well as other rights. But it is mostly an anti-Trump event, Penny Starr / Breitbart News. Saturday's march followed another event that drew thousands of people to the National Mall on Friday. The annual March for Life has been held each year since the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision to legalize abortion. One sign at the Women's March on Saturday in Washington, D.C., claims the United States was stolen from Native Americans, Penny Starr / Breitbart News. The left-wing media had at least one fan at the Women's March on Saturday in Washington, D.C., Penny Starr / Breitbart News. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.